Board of Directors meeting at March 5th in order. I will refer to the roll.
Roll call, Director Mezquite.
Present.
Director Bilodeau. Director Green.
Here.
Director Jung. Director Meeks. Director Nguyen. Director Nguyen. Director Sheldon. Director Tran.
Here.
Director Wigan.
Here.
Director Yeo. Director Yeo.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Okay, Director Nguyen doesn't appear to be on, so we only have five directors at this time.
Isn't he? Oh, he was supposed to be here. Yeah, got it.
Director Nguyen was on, and I think he might have had some technical difficulty.
There's an occasional item we could do.
Before we do that, I'd like to...
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, justice for all.
There are none.
Since we don't have a quorum, it's
information, presentation, or the fact that we have any visitors, but in the public, we'd like to speak for us.
Item number six.
2025-26.
Yes, this is our CFO, Randy Fick, make a presentation. This is an informational item only, no action required. This is kind of the kickoff of our budget meetings that we'll have in March and April. And Randy will give an overview of our proposed budget for next fiscal year.
Thanks, John. As John said, this is an informational item. It's the overview of the draft fiscal 25-26 budget. Screen. Here's our budget calendar. You've seen this a few times already, and you're going to see it quite a few more as we have presentations on the budget for the next 2 months. So at December admin finance, in 2024, there was a kickoff meeting and a review of the calendar. So we've already had one meeting related to the 25-26 budget. And then at the January admin finance meeting, we provided preliminary basin production percentage and replenishment assessment numbers, largely for the producers so they can prepare their budget. And then this evening, as I said, we have this is a draft budget presentation for 25-26. And then at next week's Water Issues Committee, we'll do more of a deep dive into various components of the budget. And at Water Issues Committee next Wednesday, we'll go over the water budget. And then at the producers meeting on that same day, we'll also give the same presentation to the producers. So we'll go over this draft budget with them in detail. And then at admin finance next week on Thursday, we'll go over the R&R budget. And then at at water issues in April, we'll go over the capital improvement project budget. And then at the producers on that same day as WIC, we'll go over other issues that come up with the producers regarding the budget. And then an admin finance in April, We'll do a deep dive into the general fund budget, a component of the total budget. And then finally, at the second board meeting in April, we'll have a public hearing to set the RA and the BPP for 25-26, and then consideration to approve the 25-26 budget. So this pie chart before you is our total planned expenditures for the 25-26 year, just under $290 million, $289.7. And I'll just go over briefly what each item in the budget is. So there's nine major expenditures here within the budget for 25-26, and we'll start with, at the top of the pie chart, the retiree medical benefit. This is the also called OPEB. So this is the district retiree medical benefit, and the actuarial determined contribution for next year is $600,000. Then moving on to the right, the general fund budget. We have 21 departments here at the district, and it comprises all of our salaries, wages, benefits, supplies, and services to operate the district. And that's forecasted $110 million for 25-26. Then moving around to PFAS O&M, this is 50% of the operations and maintenance costs to operate the PFAS treatment facilities for 25-26. So 50% of the total. That's what the district pays, and the producers pay the other 50%. Debt service, $44.5 million. This is principal, interest, and debt admin costs for the district's debt for 25-26. Then the producer well loan program. We've talked about this recently, starting, I think, in November of last year, and recently approved a loan for the city of Seal Beach not to exceed $4.5 million. And that will be paid out of reserves. Now, going forward, we want to increase this or start this reserve. So we're proposing $2.5 million out of next year's RA to generate funds to loan out to the producers. It's my understanding the city of Santa Ana has submitted an application for a loan, and then a couple other producers are interested. The water purchases, $11.1 million. This is exactly what it says. Water purchases, 3,000 acre feet to inject in the Alamitos Barrier or hold back seawater intrusion. And then we've included 5,000 acre feet of met untreated water to recharge. And then the final three slices of the pie, about 40% of our total planned expenditures, is for capital. Capital improvement program, $87.2 million. This is largely PFAS treatment facilities projects. New equipment, these are one-time capital purchases, or that small equipment, $500,000. And then finally, the R&R, or refurbishment and repair, refurbishment replacement expenditures for existing infrastructure. The district has about 1.5 million of infrastructure that needs to be repaired and replaced periodically. So that's 28.5 million. So those are the planned expenditures for next year. Now we'll go into some of this in more detail. So the general fund, the GM sat down with all department managers at the end of January and reviewed all 21 cost centers or departments with them, went over every line item. This general fund includes $4.8 million for the PFAS O&M, our 50% share of the operations and maintenance of these facilities. And we have as you can see from the bar chart, we have a $4.2 million proposed increase from this budget year to next budget year. Now, that $4.2 million can largely be explained by two items. $2.1 million of that $4.2 million is for salaries and benefits increase. And why is that? There's a cost of living adjustment going into effect of 4.5% beginning July. And the other thing is we budgeted 3% for merit, which is based on the employee's performance in the budget for next year. So a $2.1 million increase in wages, salaries, and benefits. And then we have a $1.1 million increase for sediment removal behind Prado Dam. So those two items alone account for over three-fourths of the $4.2 million increase in next year's budget over this year's budget. And headcount at 227 employees. water budget, as I mentioned, we have 3,000 acre feet of purchases from the city of Long Beach to inject in the Alamitos barrier to come back seawater. That's the same as this year, so no change. And then we're adding 5,000 acre feet of Met untreated water to recharge in Anaheim to the budget. So the total cost of the budget is $11.1 million. And should we not need to purchase this water, whether it be for the Alamitos barrier or for recharging, we have a really wet winter, we might not purchase the water. That'll stay in the water reserve, build up the fund to allow us to purchase water when we need to. The capital improvement program, it's, as you can see, it's largely made up of PFAS treatment facilities projects. So 85.2 million of the 87.2 million that we plan to spend is for PFAS treatment facilities projects. Then we have five smaller projects. The remediation for the shooting range, we're collecting money from our lessee. We've already collected quite a bit of money from them. And then South Basin Protection Project, we're getting money through our legal process for our case. And we've received settlements from various defendants. So we're collecting money for that also. So since most of our capital improvement program is made up of PFAS spending, I thought I'd show a slide of what we've spent so far and what we're planning to spend. So the first round, 62 wells, estimated at $320 million. And the second round, it's 40 wells, and we're estimating that at $250 million for a total of $570 million total spending. Now, through December 2024, we've spent about $273 million. So we have about $293 million left to spend. Actually, we have more spending in front of us than we do that we've already spent. So we have a lot of expenditures still left ahead of us, hence the rather large $85.2 million that we're planning to spend next year on these PFAS treatment facilities projects, both round one and round two. So other components of the budget, the refurbishment and replacement, the transfers in to the R&R reserve will be $28.9 million from the RRA revenue. And then out of that, we're planning to spend $28.5 million, 75 different projects. So what this means is we're going to spend most of what we collect, and about $400,000 will go into the R&R fund for future years. Debt service, $44.5 million. As I said, it's made up of $26.6 million of principal repayment, principal reduction, $17 million of interest, and $900,000 of debt admin costs. Letters of credit and remarketing fees are the majority of it. In the $26.6 million, we have $4.5 million of principal reduction on the commercial paper program. We had spent money through the commercial paper program to purchase a La Palma Basin property. We have $4.5 million left on that. So with next year's budget, we'll have paid down all that commercial paper. So there'll be zero outstanding at the end of next fiscal year. Retiree medical benefit. This is the actuarial determined contribution, $600,000. So this is determined by our actuary. They do a full study every other year. And this is the amount that we need to contribute to the PARS Trust in order to pay for our benefits for this retiree medical program over time. Producer well loan program, as I mentioned, that's $2.5 million. We have one loan that we've already authorized, that's the City of Seal Beach, and that'll be funded out of reserves, $4.5 million. Then, as I said, City of Santa Ana has submitted an application, and there's a couple other producers interested. So we want to start building up funds in order to loan this out. And then finally, new equipment, $500,000. This is 11 different small capital purchases, equipment mostly, IS equipment, lab equipment, et cetera. So the proposed fiscal 25-26 rates are the base in production percentage to remain at 85%, and then increasing their replenishment assessment from $688 an acre foot to $711 an acre foot, a $23 increase, or a 3.3% increase. This is a pretty busy schedule, but it explains, number one, how the RA is calculated. So I'll go over that briefly. And then it also explains the increase of $23 from fiscal year ending 25 to the proposed budget for next year, fiscal year ending 2026. So well, you can see my little cursor there. So the way the RA is calculated is we have our major expenditures, our nine major buckets that I went over in the pie chart. So in fiscal year ending 25, we had the general fund, 110 million, water purchases, debt service, 46.5, going down, all these expenditures, all of them add up to 254.6 million. Now we take those expenditures, less our planned non-RA revenues, largely property tax, interest earnings, BA revenue, annexation fees, gap revenue, and then we reduce those planned expenditures by that non-RA revenue. So for 24-25, the net of that was 200.8 million. Then we divide that by our planned pumping, which for this year was 292,000 acre feet. And that gives us our current RA of 688. So that's the calculation. Now I'll briefly go over the reason for the $23 increase. So we'll compare this year's budget to next year's planned budget. The general fund. So the general fund is increasing $4.2 million, and largely for the two items I had mentioned, increase in salaries, wages, and benefits due to the cost of living adjustment and merit increases. That's $2.1 million. And then removal of sediment behind Prado Dam, that's $1.1 million. So that explains the majority of that increase. So for every $1 million increase in expenses, the RA needs to increase $3.40. Now, if expenses were to decrease, then the RA would come down $3.40. So the increase in the general fund increases the RA $14. Water purchases. This year, we don't have any met untreated purchases in the budget. So we haven't had any in the budget for the last couple of years. We want to get that reestablished, start building up the fund, either that or actually buy the water if we need to, should the winter not turn out to be what we want. So that 5,000 acre feet increases the budget, and that increase of $5.1 million increases the RA 17. Debt service is actually going down. So this year we had 46.5 million. Next year, 44.5, a decrease of $2 million. And that's largely due to the commercial paper program. This year we paid down $8.5 million of what we had borrowed to buy property in Anaheim. We're now at the end of that. We only have $4.5 million outstanding. So next fiscal year, we only have to pay $4.5 million. So that accounts for most of the reduction. And that reduces the RA $7. PAYGO program, as I showed earlier, we have a large amount for our CIP budget, $87.2 million. Of that $87.2 million, $85.2 million is related to the PFAS treatment facilities projects. So that's largely what our capital budget is. So we want to increase our PAYGO program, collect a little more money out of the RA. We want to avoid issuing debt going forward to pay for these projects. So that's an increase of $5.5 million. And that increases the RA $19. Retiree medical stays the same at $600,000. That's our actuarial determined contribution. So no impact to the RA need for an increase. Small equipment from $900,000 this year down to $500,000 next year. Why is it dropping? Mostly due to the fact that we have new AV equipment in the boardroom. C2 and C3 planned for this year. So that $400,000 was in that $900,000 number. Of course, we don't have that next year. We have a much smaller new equipment budget. So that's a reduction of a dollar on the RA, part of that $23 increase. Producer well loan program, that is a new line item within the budget. So we want to put some money away for that program. It does have interest, and the first loan we funded with reserves. Hopefully going forward, it can be a combination.
Yes. Question, Randy, on that. Since we're loaning the money out of our reserves and we're getting the same return we get on our portfolio, why would that increase the RA? I mean, because we're loaning money we already have, right?
So the first loan we loaned out of our reserves. Going forward, we want to collect money out of the RA to build up a large reserve or some reserve money to loan out. Hopefully I explained
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
Put another way, we're not planning to loan all funds out of reserves going forward. Let's see. So that's the producer well loan program, new line item to loan out some of those funds along with reserves for that program. R&R fund transfer. This year, we are contributing $27 million to the R&R fund. We increase that by 7% per year. We have a model we forecast out, and 7% is what we've increased each year for many years going back. So that's an increase of $1.9 million from budget to budget, and that's a $6 million increase on the RA. So total expenses increases from $254.6 million this year to $271.4 million planned for next year, increasing the RA $56 an acre foot just for the expenses. So now we look at the non-RA revenues, property tax, all the miscellaneous revenues, property tax, non-RA revenues, investment income, annexation fees, BA revenue, GAAP revenue, so on. So they increase. We're planning that to increase next year, and that's a reduction of $22 an acre foot from that 56, getting the net expenses, $34 increase to the RA. Good thing is the expected pumping is planned to go up for next year about 4,500 acre feet. When pumping increases 1,000 acre feet, that reduces the RA $2.40 an acre foot. So it's good when pumping increases. It helps reduce the RA. So that increase from 292 to 297,000 acre feet from year to year reduces the RA $11. Bringing the replenishment assessment from $688 an acre foot to $711 an acre foot, an increase of $23 or 3.3% planned for next year. So here's the five-year forecast. Five-year forecast shows increases projected between 3 and 4% per year for the next 5 years. And it includes a few things, among others. One, all the 100% of the PFAS capital costs, 50% of the O&M to operate these PFAS treatment facilities. The producers pay the other 50%, and we budget 50%. It's based on average hydrology and includes met rate increases and our inflation. So right now we're planning 3% inflation in the five-year forecast. And it complies with the board financial policies. We want to maintain AAA rating, and we want to maintain strong days cash on hand and coverage. And then either purchase untreated water. We're starting to ramp that back up. And if we don't purchase that water, then the funds would stay in the water reserve for future purchases. And then finally, the headroom projection. So our rate compared to MET's rate. So our cost is the RA plus the cost of pumping groundwater and the 50% of PFAS O&M that's paid by the producer. And then MET rate is up here on top. So for this fiscal year, their rate, $1,426. So the difference between the RA, the cost of pump, and the PFAS O&M is almost $600 an acre foot headroom between our rate and Met's rate. And you can see based upon Met's rate increases, excuse me, which for the next 3 years are projected to be between 9 and 12%. So they have some rather large increases planned. And then it levels off in the final 2 years of this forecast where they're projecting between 3 and 4% increases. But you can see here that this headroom continues to grow, which is a good thing for us. So our competition is rates are increasing faster than ours, creating more headroom between our rate and their rate. And with that, I'd like to receive initial board comments and then continue per the calendar with all the scheduled meetings in March and April. And that concludes the presentation.
Great. Are there any questions for Randy at this time?
Director Yeo has his hand raised.
Director Yeo.
Thank you, President Bilodeau. Randy, thank you for the great presentation. Can you go back to the summary table where it shows the water purchase? Probably a couple more slides. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, and the next one that shows that, you know, we're buying additional water. The one that has all the cost increases or, you know, the breakdown of the RA increases item by item. Yeah, this one here. So since we have some new directors on the board, maybe beneficial to share with them, you know, the history behind that water purchases, that why are we spending money to buy water when we're selling water? And you know, this effort of potentially buying 5,000 acre feet of water every year is collectively saving the producers about $2 million. And I remember John has a one sheet, like a fact sheet that's very useful, might be beneficial to share that information with the new directors. Thank you.
Yeah, I can take that on, Director Yeo. So historically, the Water District has bought untreated imported water from the Metropolitan Water District. And the long-term average might be around 25,000 acre feet a year, 30,000 acre feet a year. We had years where we were buying 60,000 acre feet a year of untreated water from Metropolitan Water District. And we take that untreated water, put it into the groundwater basin, and it allows us to raise the BPP even more. And by having a higher BPP, the groundwater producers pump more groundwater, and then the producers avoid treated Metropolitan Water District, which right now is costing around $1,400 an acre foot. So the untreated water we buy costs around $900 an acre foot. Put it into the ground, the producers pump it out, and the producers are avoiding treated water, which is costing $1,400 an acre foot. So it's a big, it's a nice way to save money, reduce the water supply costs for all the producers. And we've typically done that. Now, more recently, we suspended that program because of PFAS. Because of PFAS, there was a lot less pumping in the groundwater basin, and we did not need to buy the imported water from Metropolitan Water District. And it also allowed us to divert the money we were going to spend on buying water, and we diverted that money to help pay for all the PFAS projects. But now we're thinking we want to start building back into our rate structure the ability to buy Metropolitan untreated water. Groundwater pumping is getting back and closer to normal. So eventually, we're probably going to want to annually have maybe 25 to 30,000 acre feet of untreated Met water built into our budget. So next year, we're kind of taking the first step. We will put 5,000 acre feet in our budget, and then maybe we'll start gradually increasing that. So that's what's happening here to start putting the Met water back into our budget, because eventually we're going to need a decent amount of we're going to need to buy a decent amount of Met water to keep the BPP high. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. That has collectively saved Orange County tens of millions of dollars. So appreciate the explanation.
Questions for Randy at this time. Thank you very much, Randy. Okay. So I believe that brings us to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 3.
Move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay. 1 through 4. Oh, actually 1 through 4. Okay. That's items 1 through 4. We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you'll call the roll.
Roll call, Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung? Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 8 yes votes, with Directors Meeks and Sheldon absent.
Okay, that brings us to item number 5, which is the Local Agency Formation Commission of Orange County Feasibility Study on the Consolidation of the Orange County Water District in the Municipal Water District of Orange County.
I have a quick report.
Okay.
So as the board's aware, we asked LAFCO to study the potential consolidation of Orange County Water District with MODOC. The LAFCO report came out last November, and we provided a comment letter to LAFCO in late December. LAFCO received about 7 comment letters and has been incorporating those comments into a revised report. We received that revised report today about 3:45. We looked at it very quickly. I talked to the LAFCO staff. We don't think there were any significant changes to the report from what we previously saw back in November and December. So that report is now going to the LAFCO Commission next Wednesday, and the LAFCO Commission is scheduled to receive and file the report. So as of right now, staff, we do not have any recommendations to the board. We think it's fine for the report to go to the LAFCO Commission next Wednesday, and the commission will probably receive and file it. Myself and maybe Director President Bilodeau probably go to the commission meeting and thank them for doing the report. It's a good reference document that will always be there in case there's serious consolidation. People want to consolidate in the future. That report would be where they would start with that. But so as of right now, things are generally looking well. No recommendations, and I emailed the new report to everybody around 4 o'clock today. I know no one's really had a chance to look at it. We'll look at it in a little more detail over the next few days just to make sure we haven't missed anything, but feel pretty comfortable with the report as it is right now.
Okay, Director Green.
Yeah, do you know if they incorporated our remarks?
Yeah, they did incorporate a lot of our comments, and there were a few they didn't, and they said why. So they kind of treated it like a CEQA document where you have people's comments and then the LAFCO response. And there's a separate attachment in there where you can see how they responded to every comment we gave them. And so I think we're good. Well, council had some comments, and I think they're fair in how they addressed Jeremy's comments.
Just it's attachment 2, and they go through every single one of the comments, and you know, some were more elaborate than others, but like they responded fairly.
Okay.
Just asking for general comments.
In LAFCO, they're going to receive and file the report. There's no battle royale. So, okay. Thank you for that report. That brings us to the SOPA update. I did participate in a SOPA meeting yesterday, and it was quite exciting. The agenda is contained in the packet. I'd say the biggest item that was on the agenda is SOPA's putting out a series of RFPs for legal services, but most importantly for investment management services. The CFO at SOPA is retiring, and she has determined that it's probably prudent that SOPA retain the services of a private investment advisor to invest their reserves because she was doing it herself, basically buying treasury bonds on a monthly basis. So that'll probably, so hopefully there's a robust response to that, and they'll retain the services of a professional investment advisor. That brings us to committee conference meeting reports. The retirement committee chair, Wygan.
Yes, the agenda is in the back last page of the agenda, but we did that on consent. Item number four was our major discussion for that meeting.
Great. Are there any reports on committees, conferences, meetings attended at district expense from anyone at which a quorum of the board was present? I should mention that I did attend the Urban Water Institute last week, as did Director Jung as well. And it was quite insightful.
So did I.
Yes, that's right. And okay. Any other reports on that? Hearing none. We'll go to verbal reports. President's report. My only report is I'm glad to see it's raining. And very pleased. I think the general manager will probably have some words about the Army Corps. I'll leave. I don't want to steal his thunder. So general manager's report.
You have some very good news. The Corps of Engineers approved our five-year deviation to their operating manual. What that means is they were holding us up to elevation 505 and storing water. They have agreed to now go up. We can go up to elevation 508 feet for water behind the dam. That's about an additional 5,000 acre feet of water we can store behind the dam. So at 505, we were roughly at 20,000 acre feet. At 508, we're up to about 25,000 acre feet water we can store behind the dam. And it took a huge effort, probably 3 years. Lisa Haney and her staff deserve a lot of the credit. Director Bilodeau and staff, we were meeting with Congresswoman Kim, and she provided a letter to the Corps recently that kind of pushed us over the goal line. Yes. That was great. So real good news. And with this rain we're going to get this next week, predicted there's about a 25% chance that we will get up to elevation 508, take advantage of all that storage capacity. So we'll see how all these rain showers play out here over the next. I mean, there's rain predicted tonight and tomorrow, and then early next week, there's going to be several days of rain predicted. That's all great news. And then the other part of the good news is the Corps is we'll be using the FIRO forecasting technique in operating the dam so they can more precisely operate the dam now. And just by using FIRO, we'll squeeze out, we've estimated another 5,000 to 6,000 acre feet a year of water just from operating the dam more precisely. So that was also great news that we got recently. So all of this will help us capture more storm flow in the wintertime.
Fantastic. Thank you for that report, John. Are there any director's reports? Ms. Green?
Yeah. At the Aqua DC conference, we met with Senator Schiff and Padilla. We brought up PFAS liability protection to both of them. We also met, or some of them came to us, some we went to them. Congressman LaMalfa, Jim Costa, Zion Sears, Jared Huffman, Ken Calvert, Laura Friedman, and Congressman Valadeo was there and got called out for a vote. So, and then people from Natural Resources, Ag Farm Bureau. Anyway, the list went on and on. So lots of good meetings.
I have one too. And I will be touring the new educational center with Mesa Water District with a couple directors on the 17th. And they wanted to extend that if you wanted a personal tour, they would be happy to set something up for any of our directors here. But they also are having an groundbreaking reception on, maybe somebody can back me up. My computer just froze on there, but they have their educational center, I think, the day that we're doing a committee here as well. Property committee. Right. So, but that's available if any director wanted to attend.
Okay. I think Ms. Taylor wanted to have one word, a brief word. Or I see her hand is up.
Hello.
Go ahead, Stacey. Did you want to?
Yeah, I just wanted to tag on to Director Wigand's nice plug for the Mace Water Education Center at the Mace Water Reliability Facility. Yes, we do have a VIP event. All of you are invited, but unfortunately, it does conflict with your Property Management Committee. It's on Friday, March 28th, from 11 until 1. We will extend, as Director Wigand so generously commented, we would extend to any Orange County Water District directors and staff your own behind-the-scenes tour. So feel free to reach out. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Okay, I think that'll lead us to our general counsel report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We've got one closed session for our Conference of Real Property Negotiators. Real property located adjacent to the Burris Basin as listed in the agenda, with the OCWD negotiator being Mr. Kennedy, negotiating party Caltrans, and under negotiation price terms, and recommend recess to closed session.
Great. We'll go into closed session now. Thank you.
We have returned from closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8. There are no reportable items in closed session.
Great. This meeting is adjourned. That's not good.